Welcome to the Military One Source podcast. Military One Source is an official program of the Defense Department with tools, information, and resources to help families navigate all aspects of military life. For more information, visit MilitaryOneSource.mil.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Bruce Moody. We're going to talk about how we can support youth and teens during deployment. And with us to have this conversation is Shannon Washburn. Shannon is a school liaison, and she's at Marine Corps Air Station New River, which is across the river from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Do I have that right? Do I have my geography right there, Shannon?
You do, Bruce.
All right. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Glad to have you. Let's begin with what is a school liaison, because I think that might be new for people, and we can kind of go from there.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So it's still a little new for me because I've only been in this role about a year and a half, but essentially school liaisons help with all of the military families that are attached to an installation who have school-aged children from pre-K through 12th grade. And we kind of help them with registration or getting their records, making sure that their children are set up for success as they move from place to place and in whatever their education choice is, whether they are going to on-base schools, they are going to off-base schools, private schools, or home schools. We are just there to support, to ensure that everybody is mission ready and that our littlest service members are also mission ready.
Nice. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You mentioned you're relatively new to being a school liaison. So what's your background?
So it's education. I started off as an English as a second language teacher, and then I taught grades K through 12, actually. Then I went into the classroom, still as an English as a second language teacher, teaching second grade. And I taught that for about 9 years in Virginia and down here in North Carolina. And then I just kind of wanted to branch out and try something new beyond like the other side of the education world and be able to reach more families and more children.
Yeah, you've got the pronunciation of North Carolina that my northern latitude background just can't match the way you smoothly say the name of your state. So very cool. But let's get a sense of what it is that you do to help families and to help youth. What resources you have when it comes to dealing with a deployment?
Yeah, for sure. So that's definitely something that's on the rise in this area. I'm sure it is at most of our installations with what is happening in the world right now. So we are there to support the families, support our military family life counselors that are embedded within our schools, our children, and even some of our other programs with leading some different opportunities to support our youth. So one of the things that I'm able to do that I love from my teacher heart is to do deployment groups out in some of our elementary schools with kids that have a parent who is leading up to deployment, is in deployment, or has just returned from deployment. And really, it's just an opportunity for kids in different grade levels to kind of come together and speak with other kids that are going through what they're going through or have gone through a deployment, and gives them a chance in a safe place to, you know, kind of speak whatever's on their mind and talk about their feelings. And there's all kinds of things that we talk about, and just trying to keep it upbeat and help them really understand what their parent is doing is important and it's special and it's unique. And so are they. They play such an important role in what their parent is doing while they are deployed. Just supporting parents too, because sometimes being a classroom teacher, if you have a parent that's at home and they're really struggling with the deployment, that's going to reflect on the child that's coming to school. You're going to see that in their behaviors and their academics, even if they're just overly tired or snappy or even super excited on the other end of the spectrum. And that, of course, is going to impact how they're doing in school and their academics. So being able to kind of support the parent that's left at home or younger siblings, older siblings. And so one of the ways we kind of do that is we can connect them with their DRC, which is their deployment readiness coordinator in the Marine Corps. And that person is embedded in the unit and they can help make sure that that family is getting whatever help and support that they need from a different avenue. And then, of course, you know, if the child is struggling with behaviors or just kind of the way that they're feeling, there are lots of counseling services on the installation that are available to our families. One of the big ones is FOCUS, which is Families Overcoming Under Stress. And they will sit down and they'll work with the child, they'll work with just the adults, they'll work with the whole family. And it's like a 6 or an 8 week course that they do, and they just kind of help them with like coping skills and overcoming what they're going through in that moment. And then of course there's community counseling. And then like I had mentioned before, there are MFLECs. So our military family life counselors, and we are pretty lucky here at Camp Lejeune New River that all of our base schools and most of our off-base schools have an MFLEC that provide those one-on-one sessions or small group sessions to our military kids. And many of them do deployment groups specifically for those kids that are going through that situation. So that's a really good thing that we get to do in this role.
You touch on a lot of stuff that you do with the Marine Corps, but of course, deployment is universal across all of the services. And maybe to kind of illustrate that, I wonder if you have any stories to share either about what parents experience, what kids experience, what you see as an impact of a deployment on a family, individuals, or as a unit.
Sure. So one in particular that comes to mind, it was a fifth grader, and he had a lot of absences. And it was very out of character for him, for that family. And then there started to be some behaviors. I mean, you could tell it's just kind of overly stressed, like something was going on at home. Well, once we did a little research, especially to kind of dive into the attendance issue, we discovered that mom was at home with a new baby. And mom was just having a really hard time. She just wasn't getting enough sleep. She couldn't get up. She was crying. She was stressed. And of course, she has this older child that's trying to be supportive, trying to be the dad. And they shouldn't have to do that. They shouldn't have to feel like they need to support mom. And mom shouldn't feel like she's alone either. So with that case, we talked to the school, obviously, about the attendance issues and kind of how to deal with that and mom. And then we reached out to the DRC. And the DRC was able to help this mom meet other spouses and kind of feel like she wasn't alone and get herself back on track and just feel like she was okay. Because even if you don't have somebody on deployment, right, having a new baby is stressful. So it was just one of those extra things for her.
As we look at deployment, we look at a lot of the phases of deployment. And of course, we all see the picture of the emotional reunion afterwards. Let's take a moment and have you talk to us about the impact of the period leading up to a deployment. And then we can talk about during a deployment after that.
So, you know, obviously it can look very different for each child, for each adult, you know, spouse that's staying here. I think most tend to feel sad and maybe even angry. You know, I had a little girl, she was 8, and her dad was going on the first deployment since she was like 2, so she really didn't remember. And she was definitely upset, but she was also like, why does he have to go? Like, why can't somebody else go? And I'm sure there's lots of kids that feel that way. So just kind of reassuring them that what their parent is doing is important and, you know, helpful. And, you know, it's not because they want to leave or they feel that they have to leave. It's just part of their job and it's something that they want to do and it's their calling and they're trying to keep all of us safe. And so she was just kind of having a hard time with it. So once we kind of worked through it, it got easier for her. I think I've had a few different spouses tell me that 6 weeks tends to be the sweet spot. It takes about 6 weeks to kind of get into your groove without that other person. During that 6 weeks, from what I understand, it's a roller coaster. There are days that are great, you're good. There are days that parents and kids are a mess and everybody's upset, you know, and then there's obviously stuff in between. You know, there's days that are okay, or you just have a moment. So it can look very different for all types of families. And of course, like you said, it's not just in the Marine Corps, it's at all of our military branches have to go on deployment at some point or another.
Let's get back to that reunion picture that everybody has their own version of, right?
Yeah.
There does seem to be a lot of pressure on that. So how do you prepare a kid for that? That seems to be as much of a good news event as it is the level of anxiety and anticipation just must be through the roof. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare a kid for that?
One of the biggest things that I noticed parents were doing was just kind of reassuring their child that they're going to come back, it's going to be okay, but also giving them that time to almost grieve, right? It's like you lost something because you were excited and you knew that they were coming back in, I think it was supposed to be January. And then all of a sudden you're told, nope, it's going to be February. And then you're told again, it's going to be even later. So I know towards in March, I even had a parent say, we're not even sure. So at this point, we haven't even told our child that they might be coming back in March because we don't want them to have to feel the excitement and then the instant sadness of, oh, by the way, it's another 30 days. So we didn't really talk about dates. I think it's more of like a time frame and doing like cute little things, like we made cards for the dads. And I think it's all about really staying positive, you know, knowing that they're doing something that's important and they're making a difference in the world and keeping the child distracted. You know, I think that's been a big one that I've heard from a lot of families is keeping them busy, keeping them in their sports or their activities or whatever that looks like.
I'm so glad that we're having this conversation. It's so interesting listening to you talk about what you do with these families. It almost doesn't even sound like a job description. It just sounds like you're with these families and you're helping them through an ordeal, a deployment. But really, this is you working as a school liaison. So let's talk about that. For families who are dealing with deployment, let's talk specifically about the school liaison program. What it has to offer, what sort of resources and support is available?
So obviously we're always here as a shoulder. I mean, we always tell our families that you can call us even if you just need somebody to listen. We were all educators, and so we all understand the education world and we understand kids and families. And so just kind of letting the families know that they have somebody to talk to. They have somebody that's on their side. They have an advocate in their corner. And then we have lots of little trinkets in our toolkits, but then there's also a lot of things that we can refer our families to. So I know that we do pre-deployment briefs for families, and we have tips for kids and tips for parents and then activities for kids while someone's deployed. And then one of the big things, especially for the younger kids that we refer families to, is Comfort Crew. And Comfort Crew is a great, great little website where a family can go on and you just kind of put in your address, you put in whatever kit you want. There's four different kits. There's a deployment kit, a reunification kit, a wounded kit, and then a grief kit. But the deployment kit comes with this cute, cute little white bear, and his name is Cuzzy. And he's named Cuzzy because he cares. And so he's just kind of a special little friend for kids while their parent is away. And then also within the kit, there's a journal that the child can start with mom or dad before they leave. And it's something that they can continue while they're gone. And then there's even little activities for when they get back. And it's something that they can show their parent about what they did while they were away. So that's a great little thing that we refer to families. I mean, I've even given them to parents that have like a 2 and a 3-year-old, right? They're not even in school, but it's not age specific, right? It's a cute little bear who's there to be your friend. And then Trevor Romaine has While We Wait series, which is a great little series. There's lots of different books that come with that. And then Sesame Street is a huge one, especially for those younger ones that aren't even in school yet or the early elementary grades. So Sesame Street has a whole website that's dedicated to just military families, and it's not deployment specific by any means. There's all kinds of things on there, you know, transition, making new friends, and then, of course, dealing with the deployment or reunification. And there's videos and there's activities that parents can print off. And some of the puppets even have somebody in the military, like Elmo. Elmo's dad's in the reserves. Like, how cool is that? I didn't even know until I got this job. So that's another great one. And then if they have a child that's struggling with school, tutor.com is something that can be helpful for our families just to kind of make sure that child stays on track academically. And it's free for military families. You create an account and it's all subject areas, all grade levels, 24/7. It's a live tutor. That's another like wonderful, wonderful resource. We get that a lot too when a parent is away and the parent that's here is like, I can't, my child doesn't want to listen to me, or this math is just way too hard. I can't help. Like, I don't know what to do. So that's another one that we refer a lot of families to.
We're going to put a lot of links in the program notes for people to get started, of course, they can call Military OneSource anytime. They can call or chat. We've got the contact information in the program notes. You can reach out anytime to just say, hey, I heard this conversation about school liaisons and helping out during deployment. What's up with all that? Mm-hmm. And they can get you in the right direction. But Shannon, I wanted to ask you specifically, so these resources for family and children, they're not just limited to one installation or service. I'd really like you to talk about that.
No, I don't believe so by any means. They're just for all military kids. It doesn't matter what branch your parent is in. You're a military brat no matter who you fall under, right? So,
or in your case, what side of the river you're on.
Yes, that too, right? Yeah, they get a little temperamental down here too because Lejeune's a ground side and we're the air wing. So even within the Marine Corps, you have that. But yeah, no, these things that are built for all military kids, all military families, it's not age specific and it's definitely not military branch specific by any means.
Shannon, this has been a really interesting conversation. I'm just so inspired by the heart that you bring so individually one-to-one to the families that you serve. I just welcome you to share any final thoughts on this topic.
Yeah, for sure. I just thought about another little resource as far as what we have here. And I'm assuming most of our military branches have libraries, right? So I know our library here, they do a lot of things for kids and for teens. And they will focus on different subject areas or content areas. So they'll do stuff that's specific to deployment as well. But there again, that's something that if, you know, you have a child that needs a distraction and there's something fun going on at the library, take them to the library. And I would imagine probably most installations, their libraries do some fun stuff for kids. And then we also have team building here. So, you know, just kind of getting out there and finding out what your installation has to offer. Talking to your school liaison, which we are also in most of our installations as well. I know all our military branches have school liaisons. So reaching out to your school liaison, you know, finding out what is available and realizing you're not alone. One thing I've learned in this job is you don't know what you don't know, but sometimes it's like, who do I ask? And, you know, I tell families, even if you call us and it's not something that's in our wheelhouse, we'll help you figure it out. We'll point you in the right direction. We'll find that subject matter expert that you need to talk to. You know, we don't just tell a family, hey, you're on your own. Sorry, it's not an education question. No, no, no. So I think utilizing what is on your installations and realizing that there's so, so much for these families is a great, great thing and a great way to realize like you're not alone. And like spouses too, you know, reaching out to the spouses. I know a lot of the units and the battalions and the squadrons, they do a lot with spouse events and getting together with children. And again, I feel like that's probably something that across all military branches. So just kind of reaching out to who's in your group, you know, who else is kind of feeling the same way or knowing who to ask, right? Just knowing who's there to support you.
Yeah. And as you said, even if you don't know, try, because whoever you end up speaking to is going to set you in the right direction. Shannon Washburn, what a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me. This was great.
Well, we'll have you back sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Want to remind everybody that Military OneSource is an official resource of the Defense Department. We always like to hear from you. We have a link in the program notes. You can send us a question, a comment, or an idea for a future episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, because we cover a wide range of topics to help military families deal with military life. I'm Bruce Moody. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.